how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistle.
We say enjoy the show.
Means we'll enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Incredible show for you today. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no... Shut up. No fear of contradiction. We're going to do whatever we can. We put special locks on the doors to keep Johnny O out of our studio. He likes to come in here, crash in, try to get some of my listeners to help him with his morning show on WAMP 100.5. But we've got the doors locked. We got them barred. So hopefully Johnny will not be coming in and doing a photo bomb or whatever the audio version is of a photo bomb with us today. So we've got that. We got Mr. Big Willie himself. Apparently he's feeling a lot better these days. No more complaining and whining about all his health issues. So he'll be calling us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, complaining about God knows what today. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see Joe D. Messina at the Capitol Theater and go backstage before the show to meet her. We're getting names now, one name a day on my show. We're going to put in a big drawing. And then that person, whoever that name, whatever that name is that person, will win the tickets and a chance to see Joe D. Messina backstage. All because we love you here, Big Willie 105.5. Now, we've got a very special guest, live exclusive interview with the great person. She's a MAGA Nation Republican. She's not one of these damn rhinos. She is principled. She is a good lady. I know her dad really well. Chris Wakeham, just the absolutely the best. It's Laura. Hold on a second. I got to pot this thing up. Are you there? Laura, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, thank
nice
God.
Nice to see you, Dimitri.
Okay. We actually have her. We actually have this. I actually did this right. It takes me a while to kind of figure out, because when I'm talking, it's like I've got to push buttons, and I don't know how to push buttons and talk. I cannot multitask. I'm just pathetic. I'm just beyond pathetic. Anyway, a little bit about her. Chris Wakeham's kid, West Virginia State Senator in 2022. She won by almost 20 points. She's up for re-election. Rhinos are trying to get rid of her. She just resigned from being the chair of the health committee in Charleston. What's all that about? And I invited her to come on and say pretty much whatever she wants to speak directly to you. So let's make this official. Laura Wakeham Chapin. Hold on, let me get my audience ready. Welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Dimitri. I appreciate it.
The audience loves you. Sit down. Oh, they sat down. All right, fine. So first off, you were the chair of the health committee. Is that right?
That is correct. Last year, I was appointed to be the Senate Health Chair, and under my leadership on that committee, we passed some great bills. We also fought for good things that the state is lacking that didn't pass, for example, a religious exemption to vaccinations. But what we did was provide more access to health care. We expanded the scope of practice for several of the medical licensing boards, so optometry and CRNA. So now that's going to encourage young professionals to come to West Virginia and to set up shops so that we have more availability of medical care. We also passed the Pharmacist Prescribing Authority Act, which allows pharmacists to test for low-level diseases such as the flu, RSV, COVID, and give a patient, if they test positive, the drug to make them feel better. It avoids emergency rooms, it lowers costs for everyone, and you don't have to wait 2 weeks to see your doctor. So we have done several great things in the Senate. Probably the best one was unrolling the Tacubo Amendment. I don't know if you remember, but we banned surgeries for minors, for transitioning. But there was a loophole, and in that loophole, that was done by Tacubo, We allowed for hormones and these drugs to still be given to minor children. So that was a priority of ours, and we passed it out the first week. And so now children are not going to be harmed in West Virginia.
Thank God. Thank God. So you've done all these wonderful things. By the way, State Senator Laura Chapman, live exclusive interview here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, on Big Willie 105.5. She represents the Northern Panhandle down into through parts of Marshall County. Is that right?
Correct. So I have Hancock Brook, Ohio, and then the eastern part of Marshall County.
All right. Those are always the best parts. So,
yeah, I agree.
All right. So why did you resign from this powerful position here? I was stunned when I read this, and there was no explanation. Oh, by the way, Aaron Check had a very nice post about you this morning on Facebook. She essentially reposted your statement. One of the Hancock County commissioners, very nice lady. So why would you step down? What's the real story here? What's going on?
Well, so I was given an ultimatum: support me or you're losing your health care. And I made a pledge when I ran that I would not vote based on another senator, another lobbyist, or another special interest group. My vote belongs to the people in the Northern Panhandle. And for a while now, I did support President Smith. He ran to be the conservative president to get, you know, a lot of good things done that the previous administration would never let happen. For instance, the puberty blocker bill. And we did run and pass the vaccination bill out of the Senate to provide a religious exemption to get us up to speed with the other 45 states in the nation. I mean, we have one of the most oppressive laws, and we're basically denying children an education for their religious beliefs. And so everything was good. Towards the end of last session, though, you know, we were trying to save some of the good conservative bills that the House was planning on killing. And it didn't seem like there was a lot of support to make sure that these good things passed. So I was a little bit disconcerted about that at the end of session. Well, fast forward, and there are several replacements on the leadership team. So now you have two former Democrats turned Republican on the major leadership team, and you also have two people who voted for the Tacubo Amendment on the leadership team. But that's not even the worst part of it. The two major chairs, Finance and Judiciary, are from the same locality in West Virginia. And their priorities are for the Eastern Panhandle, the other Panhandle, and it's not what's best for the Northern Panhandle. And I can't get behind an agenda that prioritizes the Eastern Panhandle to the detriment of the Northern Panhandle. And so I'm a principled person. I can't be bought with chairmanships or anything else. And so if I was given the ultimatum and I chose to resign.
So who is this Smith guy now?
He's a former coal miner. He is a conservative gentleman. And he kind of lets his chairs have free rein, which is a little bit of the problem when you don't have good conservative people in those chairs. And so, again, I supported him in the beginning, but I have lost support for him, and I'm not going to. I could very easily have, you know, told him to say, so sure, I'll support you, and then not. But I don't work that way. I'm not a politician who will lie.
Well, what is he asking you to lie about? What exactly is this guy's agenda that caused you to do such an important thing, stepping down from the chairmanship of one of the most important committees in the state capitol?
It's an agenda for the Eastern Panhandle. Last week, I believe, or maybe the week before, there was a chair that got on there and said, oh, well, we're going to do locality pay for teachers based on growth counties, which is code for the Eastern Panhandle. Oh. So we are, you know, we're close to Ohio and Pennsylvania, 5-minute drive either way, but the teachers in my district wouldn't get a raise, just the teachers out in the Eastern Panhandle. And so seeing that writing on the wall and then being told, you know, support me or lose your chair, I'm not going to be a part of a leadership team that's how things are going to operate.
So how this leadership team, are you saying that Smith is a conservative or he is just a pseudo-conservative? He's really more of a rhino, an undocumented Democrat?
I think that Smith is a conservative, but I think he's getting a lot of really bad advice and he's putting non-conservative people in powerful positions. And because he kind of lets the chairs do what they feel is best, the agenda, I don't believe, will be good for the Northern Panhandle.
Give me some examples. Who are we talking about here? Ryan Weld?
No. There was a former Democrat from, I think he lives in close to Randolph County. He's over Gov Org. Patricia Rucker, who's a good conservative, was removed as Gov Org chair. Jay Taylor, you know, Senator or President Smith's co-senator, was removed as whip, and Ben Queen was put in his place, and he's from Clarksburg. And I don't have any problem with these senators, but their politics are not what the Northern Panhandle needs.
What other politics are we talking about here? Are they in favor of the mutilation and sterilization of children with this transgender demonic operation stuff and supposed health care? What is their agenda?
So I'm not sure if it's their agenda, but yes, two people on the leadership team did vote for the Tikubo Amendment. And then, like I said, two people were former Democrats turned Republican, which there's nothing wrong with that as long as they are actually Republicans. Now, you can look at our makeup of the body. There's 91 Republicans on the House side and 32 Republicans out of 34 on the Senate side. But to be fair, Dimitri, they're not all Republicans. So we have to be careful of who we put in charge, because just because they have an R by their name doesn't mean that they have the conservative values that Republicans should have.
In the United States, in the state Senate in Charleston, of the 32 supposed Republicans, how many are actual MAGA Nation Republicans and how many are rhinos?
Well, you know, things have changed since I first got elected. There definitely was probably about between 9 and 11 MAGA Republicans, depending on the issue. That has grown because there have been some good people that have been brought in, like Senator Rose, Senator
Chris
Hart.
Rose. Chris Rose, wait a minute. Chris Rose, hold on. The audience loves him. Hold on. We love him. Yes, go on. Who else?
Senator Hart, Senator Willis. I mean, we have some good conservative people in office now. So I think that we're probably at about 18 to 21 good, you know, MAGA Republicans now. However, again, chairs have a lot of discretion of what bills run and what bills don't run. And so if you have people who are not conservative over these important committees, it's a real problem.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about that. I want you to elaborate on that so that people here understand what kind of problems we have, including in Ohio County. Ohio County GOP, I guess a voice vote or something, to open up the Republican primary to allow Democrats to pick Republican candidates, which to me is another abomination. More with a very special guest, West Virginia State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, and she is one of us. She shares our values. They're trying to remove her now. They're trying to run some rhino against her. We'll be talking with her about that as well, plus so much more. Nobody else is covering this stuff. That's why you need me. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk and Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local.